Stop 6, Race and Genetics. In this 4-minute stop, Sasha Henriquez, a genetic counsellor and PhD candidate at Wellcome Connecting Science, talks about race and genetics.
Hi, I am Sasha Henriquez. I attended school in Newham, a largely working-class borough of East London in the UK. Growing up, I was exposed to ethnic and cultural diversity in many forms, tasting food, listening to music, and spending time with my friends from all over the world. My expectations of representation and inclusion are undoubtedly shaped by how I grew up. As I moved away from East London for university and work, I experienced spaces differently than I had been accustomed to. Although racial, ethnic, and cultural groupings were celebrated often, they were also discriminated against in ways I was uncomfortable with. This has driven a passion for understanding and challenging these inequalities whenever I encounter them. As a genetic counsellor, I am a health professional that works with families that have been affected by a genetic condition. These conditions can range from cystic fibrosis and sickle cell disease to a family history of cancer or having a pregnancy diagnosed with Down syndrome. Sometimes conditions are very rare. Understanding how each of my patients is unique is crucial to me helping them make the right decisions for themselves and their families. However, in my work over the years, I noticed that my culture and ethnicity were not often represented in the people I saw as colleagues or patients. My personal and professional experiences make me think about how clinical care is affected by notions of race, ethnicity, and ancestry. One of the questions I asked myself was how science could be improved to serve all communities fairly. The longer I worked as a genetic counsellor, the more passionate I became about meeting the needs of all cultural groups through policy, research, and clinical care in genetics. My PhD research explores approaches to improving structural inequalities in research around human genetics. Origins of how humans have been put into groups based on their similarities and differences, or taxonomy, have led to ideas of distinct races. The idea of race is now common in society and influences us all. In the past, many scientists believed in eugenics, the idea that humans could be improved by breeding out characteristics such as lower intelligence, mental health, and disability. They also believed that some races had more undesirable characteristics than others. These ideas spread, and many groups were mistreated and had their populations controlled against their will. This has been proven to be incorrect, but even today, outdated and unscientific theories of race have been used to support radicalized views. People have misused genetic research to commit violent crimes, campaign to separate communities, and treat some groups of people better than others. In my project, I think about how race was formed, used, and shapes genetic research. These thoughts are echoed in the Genetic Automata series. As part of Larry and David's creative process, I spent valuable time with the artists, having many conversations about how we would think about these challenges around identity and science in our respective work. I hope that the meeting of art and science in this way provides a bridge that can help genetics be used for the good of our society.